TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. How to do that?
Affirmations work best if done every day and repeated often. Hey, try writing positive affirmations on a card and keeping it in your wallet or your purse. Every time you reach for it, you know, you will notice at the end of the day that this is a reminder. And really, it's just like a prayer. Me, I actually travel with a couple of cards that just keep scriptural prayer on. Like, you know, the fervent, righteous, the, what is this? The scripture ultimately that speaks to, I forgot the freaking scripture. But ultimately, I pull it out when I need inspiration. That's the point. So write words down that affirm you, you know, such as, I believe in myself. I can do it. I am all that. You know, some people actually walk around and they call themselves lazy. They say, I'll never make friends. They say, you know, I'm broke. They say, I'm so dull. You know, those things that we say about ourselves. It's the complete opposite of what's positive. Do you believe in yourself? Well, say, I believe in myself. Say it. I believe in myself because I truly believe in myself. Hey, God motivation, we want you to catch the wave tonight. We're talking about words of affirmation, and I actually have 10 habits that you can adopt that will help to take you down that path to happiness. Listen, other people will never bring you happiness. If your happiness does not come from within, you can forget about it. Like the 1-2-3s to happiness, from my opinion, it first starts with pleasure, doing things for sheer enjoyment. We've gotten out of, you know, when we were kids, we used to like to have fun. We just did fun stuff just because. And as we got older, we started doing less fun things. Why is that? Pleasure. Just start doing things for the sheer enjoyment of it. Meaning, feeling that our lives are worthwhile and that we make a difference. You know, when people have meaning and purpose, you know, they are some of the happiest people I know because, again, their lives are worthwhile. They're feeling fulfilled and they feel like they're making a difference. Pleasure, meaning. That's one, two. And then the third one I would say is engagement, being connected to friends, family, and our communities. Are you community-oriented? How often do you see friends, hang out with family? You know, or have you made yourself the black sheep and you wonder why, you know, you feel so lonely? You've isolated yourself. You feel like people have isolated you when, in fact, you've isolated yourself. Happiness, 1-2-3, pleasure, meaning, engagement. I believe in myself. Hey, we're talking about motivation tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Here's Game Shake.
Yo, give me some fries and the extra large. Shake. Hurry up, I'm late for this meeting, I gotta shake. I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru, about to roll up the shake. Got a piece so bad, and door in the Harlem shake. I was rolling my blunt and seen my side mirror. Shake. Thought it was my speakers, then I seen this body. Shake. Man, I'm on probation, motherfucker, I'm about to shake.
Hurry up, fool.
Them fries and that
shake.
Thought earthquakes was the only thing that
shake.
You can get your air popped over the way the dice.
Shake.
I brought Drake to the hood, the driver was ready to
shake.
Guess he ain't never seen a real blood hand
shake.
Or a crack fiend walking down the block with that
shake.
Everybody got a family member with that
shake.
That'll come through and steal your TV and then
shake.
Man, that TV, cause Channel 9 used to
shake.
Couldn't watch Magic Johnson give Isaiah that
shake.
Now I got a plasma on the wall, that don't
shake.
But this in my bed got them double D's that
shake.
And the air like Trina when I smack it
shake.
That's why I like it dog style, cause you can see this
shake.
Neighbors hitting on the ceiling cause I make the bed
shake.
Landlords say I make too much noise, I gotta
shake.
Oh, my baby mama calling, you gotta
shake.
We was about to get it on to that Khalees Mill.
Shake.
I gotta hit it one more time before
shake.
I'ma f*** this until the knees start to
shake.
Facing the pillow, up, let me see you. What your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it. Me and 50 ain't agree on shit, so I had to. Ain't no telling what he putting in that protein. Seen the candy shop video, look at this. And that's the same that made this less young buck. I'm surprised Lloyd Banks and Yayo didn't. Wasn't selling no records, Jimmy Iovine said. Only Black Eyed Peas making the white folks. I drop off my album to make the whole building. Hit the valet, grab my Ferrari then. This an automatic stunt, my keys don't. Unless they headed out of town when the Greyhound. Going down to Miami, where the palm trees. She see the cops, she know to drop that Louis baggin'. Why you calling my phone? You know the routine. Bitch, lost my bricks, my pimp hand boxes. Make my money back, even if you got a. What your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it. What your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it.
Oh, man, whoa, I'm about to. Oh, man, yo, this is Cool and Dre, man. We call it.
Game 917-889-3926. It's the Social Lab, TM Hammond Radio. Hey, welcome. Got motivation. Listen, why don't you take the happy test? The happy test. So I talked about pleasure, meaning, and engagement. Take a few moments to look at all three of those: pleasure, meaning, engagement, and evaluate your life using a 10-point system. So if 10 is the highest, how would you rate how often you do things for sheer enjoyment? On a scale from 1 to 10, how often do you do things for sheer enjoyment? Personally, I'm probably about a 6. I don't do a whole lot of fun stuff, but I do enough fun stuff, but not as much as I'd like because I don't really have a lot of time. Or I make excuses for not doing things for the sheer enjoyment of it. Give myself a little bit of room. 4-point difference. I could do better. I could do more pleasurable things for the sheer enjoyment. How about you? How did you rate yourself? I'm a 6. What's your score? How about meaning? On a scale from 1 to 10, how often, or not how often, as it relates to meaning, feeling that our lives are worthwhile and that we make a difference. How worthwhile do you feel your life is? How much of a difference are you making in your own life and in the lives of others? I probably rate myself maybe an 8. I feel like my life is pretty worthwhile, and I'm certainly making a difference in a lot of things that I do. That's a personal goal, though. I like to feel like I'm purposeful. I do things with meaning intentionally. I'm intentional about a lot of things that I do. But how about yourself? Do you feel like your life is worthwhile? Are you making a difference? How did you rate yourself? Engagement, being connected to friends, family, and in our community. You know, you're active in the community. You often hang out with friends. You often hang out with family. On a scale from 1 to 10, I would probably rate myself a 7. I could do better, really connecting with my friends more. Again, I'm busy, and I think that's an excuse a lot of times for not being engaged. But guess what? Life is going to pass you by. You wonder why you're not as connected, you know, why people don't call you. It's because you don't call them, you know. How you rate yourself? If one of your scores is significantly lower than the other, this gives you some idea as to where you need to close the gap and where you could most effectively focus your energies if you want to boost your overall happiness. Pleasure, meaning, engagement. Focus on that. Ponder that. I talked about personal affirmations before, before Shake. Do you believe in yourself? Talk about how cognitive behavioral therapy can, the concept of those in the in that particular arena of cognitive therapy feel like you can talk yourself into happiness. By consciously thinking self-affirmation thoughts, you can challenge unhelpful thinking habits. By concentrating and applying self-affirmation, you could actually change unhelpful thinking about yourself. Over time, this can actually help to change your overall attitude for the best. It starts with your attitude. Are you routinely negative? Do you know why you're negative? Some people are negative and don't even know why. Sometimes we are victims of our environment. If you hang around, or if you were raised in a very negative environment, or you're around people that's grumpy and negative all the time, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be a grumpy, negative person yourself. But you can change all of that by, again, personal affirmations. That's not the silver bullet, but it actually helps to change a pattern in behavior. Every time you reach for a positive word, it helps to decrease that negative thinking or those negative words. Hey, number one, choose a negative thought that you habitually think about yourself. Perhaps, again, I'm lazy or I'm dull. Think about it. What do you habitually say about yourself that's negative? Write a short positive statement that directly counters that particular thought. If you have a thought that I feel like I'm lazy, you know, I feel lazy when it comes to making new friends, but I just need to assert myself more. You know, don't just leave the negative thought. Have a solution or have something to tack on to that. You know, I'm so dull, but I'm going to get better at it because I'm going to start meeting people, right? Don't just leave that negative thought out there. Make sure the statement is wholly positive, expressed in a present tense, and use words that resonate with you. Don't just leave it for the negative. Then number three, repeat your affirmation 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, right? I mean, when you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night, you know, take a breath before you say it and make sure that you are saying it with conviction, right? Again, I feel lazy when it comes to making new friends, but I just need to insert myself more. You feel me? Do you really understand what I'm saying? You can also try singing or chanting your affirmation. Some people find it easier to connect with this, you know, by I believe in myself. Sing it, rap it, whatever changes the perspective. We'll talk about motivation tonight. Do you have motivation? Do you believe in yourself? Hey, we're just trying to help you. 917-889-3926 is the number. We want to hear from you. Hey, here's Kevin Gates to the crew. Thoughts,
it was cool. And you get back on the phone and you say, Bernadette, I got something I want you to hear. And what you do, players, you get the phone and you hold it up to the speakers. And you let Luther do your talking for you. And Luther break it down like,
riding around in my whip, listening to my shoes. She wanna hear track six. She told me that's the baby girl said I got the title. Got a next feeling like Michael Jackson, Jordan, don't matter to me, they both. I'm all in here, she's all in my fear. I'm locked and loaded, ready to go like a gun at dawn. I'm all in between, that's all that she needs. Her body rocking, nobody stopping, this song is probably yours.
Listen all you like. Tattoos showing up the shower in the mirror, go to clicking on the lights.
Cut them off.
Yeah, this ain't what you
a lot. I can lay you on your back, then they hit you with the pound game. Pin you down so you can't run in and out game. Eat you from the back, probably get you with the mouth game. Ain't nobody business, it's an odd thing. Spit all in between both cheeks, now spread them. But the neighbors know my name when you keep saying Kevin. Hands behind, I'ma stand behind you. Pulling on your hair, a lot of air behind you. Got me saying, ooh, keep going with your move. Candles by the bed, damn, this a move. Stuffing you with dick while my finger in your hit you with the rule, cause the don't come.
Riding around in my whip, listening to my shoes. She wanna hear track six. She told me that's a baby girl said I got the title. Got a nigga feeling like Michael Jackson, Jordan. Don't matter to me, they both. I'm all in here, she's all in me. I'm locked and loaded, ready to go like a gun that don't. Song is probably
bad, but I'm gonna push it. Never break fly, but she won't quit. Look at her dress, look at her thighs. No draws underneath with the slits in the side. Squinting my eyes locked in with a notion. If she squint back, bet I'm approaching. Playing my song, slow dancing and stroking. Track number 7 told me it was up. Leave your kids with your friend, or you roll with your friend. Start the car and I get in, we rolling. Let the leaf hit the green, we smoking. Slow motion, coupe just flow. Kissing on a finger with my hand on a breast. Son doing circles around a ring of a n. Would you mind on repeat? She might be tripping. Really, not really, man. It was her.
Hit her up like
night
comes through. She takes back on W. I'ma show what this pipe can do. I'ma hit it to the sky, turn blue. And I'ma jam on it. Jam on it. Jam on it. Jam on it.
Kevin Gates, Trey Songz, Ty Dolla, Jamie Foxx. That joint right there is called Jam. 917-889-3926. Got motivation. Catch the wave tonight. A 10 happy habits to adopt. Happy people appreciate the present rather than spending all their time in the past or in the future. Here are 10 ways to be happier. Catch the wave. Number 10, give to others through kindness, compliments, and donations. You're like, donations? Give? I need somebody to give to me. See, that's your problem. You feel good when you give. Why don't you try it? Why don't you try it? It doesn't have, you don't have to give something to someone you don't like. Why don't you start by giving just a kind word, like a good morning or a you look nice. Or a thank you very much, right? Give others kindness, compliments, or donations. That's number 10. Number 9, be resilient when setbacks occur. Do you realize that it's not the situation that damns you? 90% of most situations is not really the situation, but it's how you respond to the situation. Be resilient when setbacks occur. And it's always about how you see it. It's always about your attitude. Most of us go to the negative, and the glass is always half full. Focus on the positive, or at least keep it neutral at best, but still see the glass as half full versus half empty. That's a positive thought versus a negative thought. Be resilient when setbacks occur. Number 8, get out into nature regularly. Listen, it is extremely important to get vitamin D in your life. The sun provides vitamin D, the rays, the warmth. The sun, it not only does it help your skin, but it actually helps your mood. Get out into nature regularly. Number seven, don't compare yourself to the Joneses. Stop trying to keep up with other people, but welcome the success of others. Most of us are haters. We look down on people that have more than we have, and that all by itself is some crab in a barrel negative thinking. You've got to start being happy for others when they achieve, because if they achieve, it should show you that you can achieve. Don't be a hater all your life. First of all, it gets you nowhere. And nobody likes spoiled, sour grapes. Stop comparing yourself to other people, but welcome others' success. Number six, take pleasure in the small things. Take pleasure in the small things. I want to say there's a scripture that says, don't despise the day of small things. And that's very true, because guess what? If you can't handle or appreciate the small things, how will you ever appreciate the large things? We think we want big things, but really, we just want them. Take pleasure in the small things. Appreciate them first so that you could truly appreciate the large things that come into your life. Number five, forgive yourself when you slip up. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all will make mistakes. Mistakes should be opportunities that you learn from. Forgive yourself when you slip up. And in turn, try to forgive others, because no one's perfect, including you. Number four, get enough sleep, eat well, and exercise regularly. I don't know one successful person who does not, one, exercise regularly, eat well, enough sleep. If you think operating on 2.5 or 3 hours or even 4 hours worth of sleep is good enough, it's not. You wonder why you're so negative and fatigued? It's because you're not getting enough rest. Typically, you're not eating right, and you know you're obese because you're not exercising regularly. I recently lost about 30 pounds. At 225 pounds, I was clearly obese for my height and my weight. I'm much lighter these days, doing much more, feeling much better. Get enough sleep, eat well, and exercise regularly. Number three, take responsibility for your own happiness and stop blaming others when stuff goes wrong. Take responsibility for your own happiness and don't blame others when things go wrong. It also makes you a mature person. Prioritize activities that make you feel good. We're talking about happy habits to adopt. Again, prioritize activities that make you feel good. Stop going with the flow. If going down, you know, to the bowling alley does not make you feel good, stop going to the bowling alley just because everybody else is going. And then number one, surround yourself with happy people. Stop hanging out with them crabs. Stop hanging out with them turkeys. At the end of the day, you will never fly like the eagle you are hanging out with them damn turkeys. Surround yourself with positive people who can help to boost your mood, boost your happiness, and in turn, boost your life. Got motivation? Listen, play the podcast back, catch the wave. Pleasure, meaning, engagement, believe in yourself. Apply those positive affirmations, and I guarantee you, it might not turn your life around immediately, but you'll start to feel different, and in turn, you'll start to see a difference in your life. Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. This is the Social Lab. T.M. Hyman Radio. Good night.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM, TM. Talk radio show.
Real talk, radio show.
DM Hyman live, talk radio show. DM Hyman live, talk radio show.